Morning, guys. Today's daf and brachos nun dalid. We start the ninth parak of the Masechta, the final parak of the Masechta. We're speaking about brachos, various brachos that are said over natures of this world, phenomena, if you will. The Masechta up until now has been dealing with the first five parakim, Shema and Shemone Esrei, and then parakims number 6 and 7 had to do with brachos ana, brachos that we make because we get benefit from this world. You could say that going on a hike and seeing the nature is benefit, is anah, but it's shevach. It's really more under the category of praise. And so what we're going to be going over over the course of the ninth parak is the various brachos that are said over the various wonders and natures of the world. We will put this under the category of birchos ha-shevach. The Mishnah begins, Aro makom, shenaso bo nisim le-Yisrael. If you see a place where a miracle occurred to the Jewish people, Omer. So the bracha that you make is baruch sha'asa nisim la-vasein ba-makom hazeh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they performed a miracle in this place. Now, as we've gone through this Masechta, and we've seen this time and again, every time the Gemara quotes a bracha, so it wants to be concise, so it doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. And so presumably over here, when the Gemara quotes a bracha, so even though the Mishnah just simply uses the word Baruch, but it really means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So you could say that. On the other hand, you could also argue, this may not be such a formal bracha, meaning when we're talking about hanas, that's a formal bracha. And when we're talking about a mitzvah, obviously that also is a formal bracha. You could make the argument that in terms of shevach is a more informal bracha, and maybe doesn't demand Shem Hashem. You could argue that. You could see the Tosfos on top of the Amud, he says, no, it actually is Shem Amachus. To top Tosfos, Haroa, Omer Baruch Shasta Nisam Avasenu, Pirish Rabbi Shmaya, Dechol Hani Brachos, the Sar Mikutzi also believes this as well. It has to be B'Shem HaMachos. Now, you understand, by the way, if you're hearing these Rishonim say you have to say Shem HaMachos, that must mean that there are other Rishonim who say you don't say Shem HaMachos. Meaning, why would this be different than anywhere else where we never said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam? We just simply said the word Baruch. So it must be that this is a point, it must be an issue. Must be a point of controversy, and I can understand that over here, because it's not a birchos hanah, it's not a birchos mitzvah, we're giving shevach, and giving shevach obviously is critical, but we're giving shevach, so it may not be a formal bracha. Anyway, the Rishonim say it's a formal bracha. As we all know, the halach is, it is a formal bracha. The makom, continuing in the Mishnah, makom shenekrom imenu akom, so in a place where idolatry was uprooted. Amar Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Sheakar Akum Me'artzeinu. It seems like this bracha is specific to Eretz Yisrael. Next, Al Hazikin. You see a comet. Al Hazaos, or an earthquake. Al HaRe'amim, or thunder. Ve'al Aruchos, winds. Winds over here, obviously, meaning hurricane force winds. Al HaBarakim, lightning. Amar Baruch Shekocho Gvorosam Alei Olam. So the bracha that you're going to make is Kochu Gvoroso. Al HaArim, Ve'al Gvoros, Ve'al Yamim. If it's over mountains or hills, or yamim or oceans, obviously all these have to be magnificent, meaning they have to be just the above average mountain. Over here in Florida, any mountain would be above average. So the al hanaaros and rivers, valamid baros, or over vast areas of land, a desert, omer brochos and masa brachos. So the bracha that you make is osa. Now in our nusach of the Mishnah it says osa brachos, but you see on the side osa masa brachos, and that's of course the standard nusach that we all say, it's osa masa brachos. What's the difference between category A and category B, meaning the kochu gvorasam alei olam and the osa masa brachos? So kochu gvorasam alei olam, if you look at the listing over here, so basically what it is it's nature in motion. Meaning it's the certain actions that nature produces. On the other hand, the osa masa brachos, so that's just simply nature as in its standing form. That seems to be the difference between categories 1 and verses 2. Rabbi Yehuda omer haros ha-yamagadol, omer baruch sha'asas yamagadol. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you're going to say a bracha specific to the yamagadol. Yamagadol, what is that? So you can choose. Not, I mean, you don't have to choose. I'm saying, but it could be the Mediterranean, could be the Atlantic Ocean. It's even as the Mishnah is being written. Obviously, the Mediterranean, they knew about the Atlantic Ocean, and obviously, it's a much larger body of water than the Mediterranean. Okay, it could go in either one. I'm sure it's a point of debate. Bizman Shuru Leprakim. Now, the Mishnah says over here, now, in terms of seeing the ocean or any of these wonders of nature, so it has to be Shuru Leprakim that you haven't seen in some time. You haven't seen in some time. What does that mean, some time? So, generally speaking, we're talking about a month. So So there are a 30-day interval between the first, between now and the next time you see it, and then and only then do you make any of these brachas. Al hagisham and va'al besuras tova. So for rain and for good news, amar bracha tova metiv. So you make the bracha tova metiv. Al besuras raus when it comes to things that are seemingly bad news. Amar bracha dinamis. So the bracha is going to make is a dinamis. Okay. We'll talk a lot about this in the course of this parak. Bana beis chadash v'kana kelim chadashim. So a new house, new kelim. So amar bracha shachianim v'kiman v'yan lazman hazeh. Right, kelim over here probably means clothing, but not to preclude other kelim as well. Mevarch la ra me'in al hatova ve'al hatova me'in al ra. So when you make a bracha on bad, it's me'in al hatova. Now the phrase over here is very hard to translate, and so what I'll do right now is I'll reserve a translation because the Gemara is going to discuss it, and the Gemara is going to offer what exactly the Mishnah is meant by this. And the same thing with the converse, al hatova me'in al ra. So again, we'll wait for the Gemara. The Gemara will give us an understanding of what that means. Hatsoik l'shav ar harezet tefillah shav. Now, crying over anything that happened in the past, like spilled milk or any of the or anything like that. So it's a tefillah shav. So it's a tefillah that is a pointless tefillah. Haisei shamu beres v'omer yirasun shetele yishti zachar harezet tefillah shav. The Mishnah gives an example. Your wife is pregnant. It's after 40 days. The gender's already been determined. And now you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should be a male child. So it's tefillah shav. So haya ba b'derech v'shama kol tzav chabi'ir. You come into town. Mishnah here is giving us another example. And you hear a voice screaming. V'omer yiratzon shalotei besoch beisi. And you say, not my house. Or is it tefillah shav? So that's the tefillah shav. Hanichnas l'krach mispal shtayim. Achas b'chnisasov v'achas b'yitziyaso. So when you go into a city, so twice you should be davening. Upon entrance and upon exit. Benazir omer arba. Shtayim b'chnisasov v'shtayim b'yitziyaso. Now Benazir has all the numbers doubled. It's going to be two when you enter and two when you exit. Now why two when you enter? So the Mishnah explains. Benazir explains. No sin hoda al sha'avar v'tzoik al ha'asid. Because every time you make a movement, you're going into town. So first you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your previous success. That's the Hoda'ah. And also you're going to be davening over the future. So, and you're going to be doing that going in. And you're going to be doing that going out. So that comes up to a total of four. Chayav Adam Levarech Al Ra Kishem Shemavarech La Tova. A person is obligated to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the bad, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, just like the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us. Shenamah, the pasuk says, "V'aftas Hashem alkecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzirecha." So we are going to say pshat in the pasuk in Shema. So the pasuk says, "You have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your levavcha." Now that gives an indication that there are two hearts. So b'shnei yitzirecha, yotzer tov yotzera. So you do have two hearts. You have a yotzer tov yotzera. You have an inclination for good and for bad. So for both of those, you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simple pshat, by the way, in terms of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yetzer Hara. So obviously we have a taiva for tashmish. So fine. So in other words, but then you get married and you have a wife, and that is how you're meshabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your Yetzer Hara. Uvechol nafshecha afilu no tells nafshecha. Now bechol nafshecha means if you have to give up your life. Uvechol modecha bechol mamoncha. And even you have to give up your money. And remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that there are those people who like their life more than their money, and there are those people who like their money more than their lives. I'd like to meet that. Yeah, I'd like to meet that person. So, but anyway, but okay. So, but in either regard, in other words, that you have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with your life, with your money. And davar acher. And now the whole reason why we quoted the pasuk and we quoted the drasha is to get us to this point. So with every measure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, so you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's tov, it's ra, it's good, it's bad. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all good. It just happens to be that to us it's perceived as ra, and we look at it as bad, but we have to understand that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Lo yakel adam es rosho keneged shar mizrach. Now, the rest of the Mishnah over here is really interesting because it seems to be that now we finish with the brachos. We finish now with the brachos of nature and over tidings, over good news, bad news, etc., etc. Next part of the Mishnah over here seems to be a non sequitur. Seems to be that we are now no longer describing brachos. Talking about halachas, about walking into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Har HaBayis. So it seems to be slightly misplaced. Could be, just it's just a suggestion, that this next part of the Mishnah is talking about Yira. meaning we talked about Ava, meaning that was the quote with the pasuk we just quoted from the pasuk of Shema Ve'ahavta. And so with Ava, there also has to be a balance of Yira. It could be that's why this next part of the Mishnah is included, but it's just a suggestion. So a person, when he's about to walk into the Shar Mizrach, into the eastern gate, so presumably over here we're talking about Har Abayis, but I'm not sure if that's right, but either way, in other words, you're going into the Makam HaMikdash, we could say that safely. So lo yakel adam es rosho, a person shouldn't have a light head, meaning you should be serious. Shu mechuvan keneged beis kodesh HaKadoshim, because right now he is in line to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And so therefore, with the understanding that you are in line with Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you should have an element of seriousness. And when walking into a Har HaBayis, you can't go in with a staff, with shoes, not with a money belt, not with dirt on your feet, and certainly you're not allowed to make it a shortcut, and you're not allowed to spit in the area of the Har HaBayis. So when a person made a chasima in the Beis HaMikdash, so they would say ad haolam, meaning instead of amen, so they would say ad haolam. Take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi writes, but Maseches Tanis, Rashi is quoting the Gemara in Tanis Arminan. Ein onim amen beMikdash. So you don't say amen in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, why is it that you don't say amen in the Beis HaMikdash? So not totally sure, but anyway, but it's not. And what is it replaced with? So instead of an amen, so you say min haolam va'ad olam. Now, what would be the response of everybody? Would be baruch shem. And it's based on psukim. Ve'ashmin and ha'achal good. So that is what we learn. That's what the Gemara in Tanis. Rashi points out over here. And so over here now in our Mishnah, we're just learning it like the smallest detail, but obviously it's an important detail. But we're learning a tiny detail, and that is that this Gemara in Tanis that told us that within every bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, you would add the pasuk of min haolam v'ad olam. In Bayis Rishon, you only said min haolam. You didn't say v'ad haolam. And then Mishakil. Now we're back to the Mishnah. Mishakilkalu had tzedukim. So then along comes the tzedukim. And obviously now we're in Bayis Sheni, right? That's how Rashi knew that we made the transition from Bayis Rishon to Bayis Sheni. Tzedukim only started in Bayis Sheni. So along comes the tzedukim, sectarian groups, deniers of Torah Shabbat Peh. V'amru ein olam ela echad. So, and they said, oh, min ha'olam, from the world. And so they're thinking to themselves, there's one world, and that's olam hazeh. So, hitkinu shiyuhu, omrim min olam ad ha'olam. And now we understand why the Mishnah in Tanis says min olam v'ad olam. So now we got like a little bit of the historical historical nature to the fact that this was added afterwards. V'itkinu shiyuhu adam sho'al shalom chaverom. Okay, and also another takana that was made is that when a person greets his friend, so b'shem. So he's got to say shem Hashem when greeting a friend. She'nemar v'inei bo'oz ba'mi beis lechem. So you see the exchange that Boaz had with the people on the field, that when he would say Shalom Aleichem to them, but he would also use Shem Hashem as well. Now, it's interesting because the Gemara sounds like it was a takana, it was an institution, which I understand, but Boaz goes all the way back to well before Bais Rishon. Boaz was one of the Shoftim. Boaz was Iftzan. So we're talking about well before, he was before Shiloh. In other words, well before there was a base of, no, I'm sorry, it was during Shiloh. But in other words, well before there was a base of Mikdash. So over here, this, it sounds, the Mishnah makes it sound like it's a Takana, but meanwhile, Boaz goes back to early Jewish history. Okay. V'omer Hashem imcha gibor achayel. The other examples where we find this. So, al tavos ki ziknecha imecha, v'omer es lasos Hashem eferes rosecha. Now, why the Gemara is quoting the pasuk of Eis La'asos Hashem? So the Gemara is going to ask that question, and we'll discuss that in the Gemara. Rabbi Nasan Amar Eferos Arasechem Yishum Eis La'asos Hashem. So sometimes what you have to do is you have to break the Torah in order to do for Hashem. Obviously, that requires explanation. When we get to the Gemara, we'll give an explanation of what is meant over there. Okay, we'll start with the Gemara. Menani Mili Amar Rav Yochanan. So as you now probably have guessed, that's it. We've done with the Mishnayos. meaning the Mishnayos and Brachos now have come to a conclusion, right? For whatever reason, the 8th Perek and the 9th Perek of Brachos, all the Mishnayos were front-loaded, so all the Mishnayos now have been presented, and so now the Gemara is going to take apart a Mishnah line by line, and so we're going all the way back to the beginning of the Mishnah, and we're talking about Nisim. So, Minan Emil, the Gemara's question of where is this from, meaning, well, how do I know that I need to make a Bracha over an ace? I'm Rav Yochanan, I'm a Krav, Yom Yisro, Baruch Hashem, Asher Yitzil. So you go back to two parshiyos ago, where we saw that Yisro gave a Kadosh Baruch Hu thanks, Baruch Hashem, Asher Yitzil. And what was the thanks over the Nisim? What Nisim? Okay, you can see Rashi over there on the pasuk, famous Rashi. Everyone darshens that Rashi. Anyway, Anisa de Rabim Mevarchin, Anisa de Yachalam Mevarchin. Now, the sense that you get is that what deserves the bracha? So it sounds like the examples that we have gone over so far is only a nace that occurs to the public. And only if it's a nace of a tzibor, so for that you're going to make a bracha. But if it's an individual nace, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided you and only you a nace, sounds like you're not going to make a bracha. V'ahu gavra, but the Gemara says, but I'm going to tell you a number of stories. One story, ahu gavra da'ava kazal be'eva yamina. So there, a person was walking by this particular place, nafal le aryeh, he was attacked by a lion. A miracle occurred. And he was saved. And he goes to Rava. And Rava says, look, when you get to that location where you were saved by a lion, first of all, may I suggest, by the way, that he not go back to that location? But in the event that he goes back to that location, so Baruch, so the bracha that you make is Baruch Shiasali Neis B'Makamazah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you a miracle. And by the way, you notice the Nusach, of course, is different because this is a private miracle. So, Sha'aseh Le'nis. I'm sorry, Sha'aseh Le'nis. In our Mishnah, it's Sha'aseh Nisim, Lavaseinu. Okay, good. So that is one example. The Gemara gives another example. Marbrei de Ravina Havakaza Bepikta Darvos. So, Marbrei de Ravina was going in this, again, another area. Vitzacha Lamaya, and he was dying of thirst. Isave Le'nisa, a miracle occurred. Ivale Eina de Maya. And what happened is that out of nowhere, a well comes up, v'yishay, he drank, v'suzim nechada, and there was another occasion, avakazel, bidistaka de mechuzah, he was in the marketplace of mechuzah, v'nafala gamla pirza, and a wild camel started attacking him. Isparkele ashisa, what happened was is that where there was a small hole that broke in a wall, ala gavan, he was able to go through that hole in order to be saved from this wild camel. Kimat al arvos, so he got to aravos. So Baruch Baruch Asha Asalinis Barvos of Gamal. So and that's what you should do. You should make the bracha. You should make the bracha that occurs. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you were saved from Arvos and Gamal. Interesting, by the way. In other words, when you get to one location, you thank Kadosh Baruch Hu over both Nisim. And Kimata Riskasa de Mechuza Baruch Asha Asalinis be Gamal Varvos. And then when you get to Riskasa, so you thank Kadosh Baruch Hu over the incident of the camel. And also the incident in Arvos as well. Again, really interesting that you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Nisim, even as you hit one point. Amrei Anisa de Rabbim Kolei Amma Mechayv Levrucha. So the Gemara now is answering. And the Gemara is saying, yeah, you're going to make a bracha on the Nes of Rabbim, and you're going to make a Nes on the Berachas HaYachid. There are going to be notable differences. I mean, we already made one observation, which is the Nusach of the bracha is going to be different. The Gemara says there's other differences as well. Anisa de Rabbim Kolei Amma Mechayv Levrucha. So if it's Nisa de Rabbim, so everyone needs to make a bracha. But however, anisa diachid iu chayv levruche. But if it's only anis diachid, so you're obligated to make the bracha. Nobody else is obligated to make the bracha. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. We're talking now about historical moments where HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided anis for the Jewish people. And so we're going to go through examples over here in this brisa. Nine examples in total, as per my count. So haroa, if a person sees ma'avaros hayam. Now we're going to assume right now that that's Yam Suf. It's a pretty safe assumption. And Ma'avaros HaYarden, and the place where we cross the Yarden in order to get into Eretz Yisrael, Ma'avaros Nachle Arnon, and the crossing of Nachle Arnon. You don't know what that is? That's fine. The Gemara is going to help us. And Avnei El Gabish Bamard Beis Choron, and the stones of El Gabish. And again, if you don't know what that is, that's also fine. The Gemara is going to take us through that as well. Evan Shabikesh Lizrok Og Melcha Bashan Yisrael, and if you see the stone that Og wanted to throw on the Jewish people. And Evan Shiyashav Allah Moshe B'Shash Asi Yoshua, and the stone in which Moshe sat on as we were going to war against Amalek, and Milchamas Amalek, and the actual place where we fought Amalek, that's 6 and 7, by the way, if you're keeping score. And Ishto Shalot, and if you see the area where Lot's wife turned into salt, and Chomos Yericho Shenivla Bimkomo, or if you see the area where the walls of Yericho just sunk right into the ground. So al kulan, for all of them, tzarech sheiten hodah v'shevach levnei hamakom, so you have to give hodah and shevach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and notable right now in the Braisa is the Ishto Shalot. Ishto Shalot seems to be, of all the examples that are given, a funny one. Meaning what we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for saving us from various moments in time in history where we needed saving. Ishto Shalot, so she was saved, but only for a moment.
Right.
And then she wasn't saved. And so, right, so it's curious, and the Gemara is going to point out the curiosity. The Gemara will give an explanation. We're going to get there in just a little bit.
So when you see the sign, when they go to Sodom, you have to make a broken?
I don't know. I don't know. In terms of how to apply,
it says
in terms of application of the halacha, you have to know the geography. I don't know the geography well.
So,
Bishlama Ma'abros Ayam. So the Gemara starts off with Yamsuf. So the Gemara says that we all know the history. Dichsiv, Ayavo B'nei Yisrael B'Sochayam B'Bashah. Okay, good. So fine. So that's Kriyas Yamsuf. Ma'avar Zayardin Dichsiv, Vayamdu HaKohanim Nosei Aaron B'Sho Shem V'Charavah B'Sochay Yardin. Hachem V'Chol Yisrael Over in B'Charavah Ad Asher Tamu Kol Agoy La'avar Zayardin. Okay, so good. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk and say for Yoshua, where we cross the Yardin to go into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's area number two where we have to make a bracha. Al Ma'avaros Nachle Arna Minalon. So this Ma'avaros Nachle Arna, what's that in reference to? Dichsiv. Al Ken Yomar B'Sifra Mechamas Hashem, Ace Vahev B'Sufo. So we are now in Parshas Chukas. And if you know, it's in the middle of Parshas Chukas, so there's a Shira over there. And the Shira is very hard, very, very hard to translate, doesn't translate well. And it needs drushas. And so what we're going to learn together this morning is a small little drusha that comes out from the Shira that is mentioned in Parshas Chukas. And Tana, the Gemara here quotes a Braisa. And Es and Vahev, Besufa, are Shnei Mitzorayim Hayim. So, okay. So there's a person by the name of Es, curious name. And another one, Vahev, fine. And they were Besufa. They were at the end. Meaning they were like basically lagging behind. And why were they lagging behind? Because they were Mitzorayim. They suffered from Tzaras. And so they were Chutz HaMachane. And they were basically... They fell behind the Klal Yisrael as we were going through the Midbar. Hayudav Malchim Besof Machane Yisrael Ki Avakach Chafi Yisrael Asu Amorai. So we came across the nation of Amoraim. And top of the next Amud Avdi Lahon Nikirusa Vitashibahon. So what they did is that they dug holes in the caves and they hid in those holes. And Amiki Chafi Yisrael Hacha Naklatinan. So this nation, whoever they may have been, so they said, look, basically we'll ambush the Jewish people. So we'll sit in these caves, we'll wait in the caves, and when the Jewish people come out, so we'll ambush them. V'laviyade da'aron havamazke kamayu d'Yisrael. Now here's what they didn't know, that as we were walking through the Midbar, the Aaron was going with us as well. So v'hava mamich luhuture mikamayhu, any mountain we get flattened. Kevin dasa Aaron advikatur b'hadei adade. And now as Aaron is passing by, and these people were sitting in the caves waiting in ambush to attack the Jewish people, so they got crushed. V'katlinen and they all died. V'nachas demayu lanachle Arnon. Now their blood flowed through the nachal of Arnon. He also esvahev. And so when these two came along, these Mitzrayim, now everyone else didn't notice this miracle, but Es Vahev, who were on the outskirts of Bnei Yisrael, so they noticed. Chazu dama deka nafek mi bein ture. So they see this stream of blood coming out from between the mountains. Asav Amal Yisrael. So they report now to the Jewish people, hey, I know we're talking to millions of people, but can everyone just stop for a moment? What an interesting phenomena. Blood is coming down. V'am Rishira. And now they realize that they were saved. And so the Gemara says is that the Eshed, the outpouring, meaning this is Pshat now in the Pasuk, meaning once you know the Medrash, the behind the scenes story, so now you can make some sense of the Pasuk regarding this the outpouring that came out as a result of that. Okay, that is the first three. We got another six more to go. Avnei Gabish, my Avnei Gabish, Tana Avanim Shamdu. Agav ish, v'yardu agav ish. Okay, so we're talking about stones that stopped midair for one man and then continued for another man. So this obviously needs more details. The Gemara is going to give us more details. Amdu agavizem Moshe. So it's not for Moshe. Dichsiv aish Moshe anav me'od. So we're just establishing that Moshe is connected with the word ish. Uksiv ayichdulu akolos v'habarad umatar lo nitach artza. And as far as the barad is concerned, so obviously some of the barad hit the earth. That was the makkah. But some of the barad stayed there mid-air and just stopped and was suspended in air. Obviously breaking the rules of gravity, but okay. The yardu al-gav ish. And then later historically, they then continued on the trajectory. Ze Yoshua, reference to Yoshua, dechsiv kach lechaz Yoshua. Benun, isha sheruach bo, dechsiv ayhi, binoses mibnei bnei Yisrael, heim bimorad beis charon, v'ashem ishlich aleim avanim gedolos. And then in one of the battles in Sefer Yoshua, so then stones are coming down from the sky. What stones are we talking about? Those were the stones that were suspended during Makkah's Barad. Okay, that is number four. And if you get to that area and you know that area, so that's another cause for a bracha. Number five. Evan Shabikish Og Melech HaBashan Lizrok Al Yisrael, the stone that Og wanted to throw on the Jewish people. So over here, we no longer have a pasuk that can report the story. Meaning, up until now, the Pesukim and Tanakh, and even if the Pesukim were not so clear-cut, by Nachal Arnon, right? It's encrypted in the Torah, but at least there are Pesukim that at least touch on the idea. Over here, Og wanted to throw a stone on the Jewish people, so this is not Pesukim. The Gemara describes this as Gemara Gemirila. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Meaning, I don't mean that literally over here, it's not Halacha, but in other words, it's a Mesorah, it's a tradition that we have. So, Amar Machane Yisrael Kamahava Tase Parse. So here now we're going through Og's thought process. How big are the Jewish people? So it is three parses. So Ezo Ve'akar Tura Beit Klasa Parse. So Og says no problem. So I'll just simply rip up a mountain that is that big, that large. Ve'ishti Alayhon, I'll throw it on the Jewish people. Ve'akalino, and I'll kill the Jewish people. Okay, Azo Akar Tura Bar Klasa Parse. So he takes a mountain that big. Ve'isi Le'al Reishi, and he picks it up over his head in order to throw on the Jewish people. Ve'isi Kushabrichu Allah Kamtze. And so what Akash Baruch Hu now has is he has the termites or whatever these bugs were. Vinakvuha. And they bore holes in the mountain that was being held over Og's head. Vinachas betzavara. And so now with the holes, so the mountain just fits nice and tightly right over the head of Og. So hava baila mishlafe. So he wanted now to try to pull the mountain off. Mashrishina. So now the teeth of Og start to grow out. Lahaygisa, lahaygisa, in every direction, basically locking the mountain in place. V'lamatzel mishlafei, and so he can't remove the mountain off of his head. Behind the dichsiv, the pasuk says, "Shinei v'shem shibarta," and uchad Rav Shimon Malakish, Amr Shimon Malakish, my dichsiv, "Shinei v'shem shibarta, al tikrei shibarta, ela shirivavta." So you didn't break the teeth of our enemies, but rather you grew the teeth of our enemy. Moshe Kamava. Now the height of Moshe was 10 amas. He was 10 amas tall. Shakal Narga bar 10 amin. So he took an axe that was 10 amas long. And Shavi 10 amin. And he jumped 10 amas high. Umachye bekursale vikatle. And what he did is he had Og on the ankle. And it gives us a sense of the size and the height of Og, meaning 10 plus a 10 plus a 10, and all he hit was the ankle of Og. Okay, yeah, you see a story like this in the Gemara, so we'll file this under Agadata. Now, mind you, by the way, I say that, and I say it pretty comfortably. At the same time, however, meaning it did make the list in the Braisa of areas where an ace occurred to the Jewish people, and you have to make a bracha. So to take this totally allegorically, and not to take it literally, will not speak well with the idea that you're making a bracha, that the nes occurred. So fine. So we could try to balance in terms of, on one hand, it is speaking to a historical reality that occurred. It demands a bracha. On the other hand, some of the details that are brought down over here could be understood more in an agadic nature. So it's a balance. It requires a healthy balance to understand, you know, the aspects of the reality of the story that's being told and some of the numbers that are provided for us, which could be understood more on an agadic level, obviously to communicate certain ideas to us. Okay, number six. Evan Shiyashav Alam Moshe Dechsiv. The stone that Moshe was sitting on. So Vide Moshe Kvedim Vechueven Vesimu Tachta Vyeshav Alaha. Now, what becomes so miraculous of the stone? Meaning the entire incident, I understand. But there's something qualitatively about the stone, which the stone itself requires a bracha. So I don't have a good shot, but certainly I'm you know, getting us, trying to get us to think a little bit. Ishto shalosh shenemar v'tabed ishto me'acharav v'tinit tziv melach. So right now the Gemara is not bothered by ishto shalot, meaning as making into the list. The Gemara just simply says, we know the pasuk that the Lot's wife turned into salt. Chomas yiricho shenivla dichtiv v'tipola chama techteha. So fine, and as far as chomas yiricho is concerned, so we have psukim that speak to the idea that the walls just fell down. Now, Bishlam Makula Nisa, so now the Gemara asks the question. Okay, everything's an ace. Of the nine items that are mentioned in the Braisa, they're all Nisim. Notable exception, Ishto Shalot for an Asahu. So that, of course, is Perennius. It's not an ace. It is an ace. But it's an ace for Perennius. Damar Baruch Dynamis. So the Gemara says, okay. So for her, you're going to say Dynamis. So the Gemara says that's a difficult pshat. Vahoda Vishavach Ketani. So it doesn't fit in contextually to the Braisa. The whole context of the Braisa was, these are things that we have to be mashbiach. And now you're telling me that for Lot, for Ishto Shalot, you're going to say a Dina Emes? That may be right, but it doesn't fit in to the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Tani, Alot, Al Ishto, Mevarchin Shtayim. So for Lot and for his wife, you're going to make two brachas. Al Ishto, Omer, Brach, Dina Emes. So fine. So for Ishto Shalot, you say Dina Emes. Val Lot, Omer, Brach, Zocher, Esat Tzadikim. And for Lot, you make the bracha of Zocher, Esat Tzadikim. Okay, interesting over here. Tzadikim over here reference to Lot, or Tzadikim over here reference to Avraham? Probably the latter. I'm Rav Yochanan. I feel b'shal kasher shal kosh baruch hu zocher tzadikim shenemar v'hi b'shal ches alokim esari kikar v'yiskor alokim es Avraham v'yishlach es Lot mitoch ha'afecha. Yeah, it seems pretty clear that the Tzadikim over here is a reference to Avraham. It still, by the way, makes it's still curious. Meaning when all said and done, so the Braisa says, Haroeh, and we go through a whole list of items, and Al Kulam Tzarech Sheitein Hoda V'Shevach Lifnei HaMakom. Okay, so I guess you'll say that for Ishto Shalot, it'll be a specific Hoda, meaning for Ishto Shalot herself, Dynamis. And as far as Lot is concerned, Zocher Tzav Tzadikim. Okay, but that's also a Shevach. Fine. Chomos Yericho Shenivla. The Gemara goes back for a moment to the walls of Yericho. It gets swallowed up in the ground. Chomos yiricho nivla. V'han nafla shenemer zo v'yihi kishmo ha'am. Es kol shofar v'yir ha'am t'ruah gedola. V'ati pola choma tachteha. So the Gemara says it fell. So which one is it? Is it, in other words, did it just simply absorb into the ground? Or did it fall? So the Gemara says, kevin t'puchu v'rama ki adade ninu. So as far as the walls are concerned, so its height and its width were equal. Okay, so these were very thick walls. Which, by the way, we knew because Rachel was living in the wall. So the walls themselves were extraordinarily thick. So Mishum Hachi Ivle Blue. So they're not going to fall. They're going to just basically sink into the ground. I'm Rav Yudah Merav. Arba Tzrichim Laodos. Four people are required to give Hoda, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we are now up to the sugya in the Gemara and Brachos regarding the bracha of Hoda. All right, presumably the Gemara is here speaking about it in terms of giving a carbon to Hoda. That seemingly is a simple pshat over here. But obviously in lieu of the fact that we don't have a base of Mikdash, we can't offer a carbon to Hoda. So we say a bracha, bracha zagoma. But anyway, but first we're going to highlight exactly what the circumstances are that demands for us to say Hoda to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you understand, in the context of what we're learning, it fits in perfectly. Meaning we're discussing right now Makom Shasu Neis, the areas where a miracle occurred. So if you experienced a quasi-miracle, so you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Arba Tzrich and Hoda. Now, also, just to understand the sequence of the Gemara over here a little bit better. So, Tehillim Perikuf Zion. So, Tehillim Perikuf Zion basically outlines all this. Meaning, the truth of the matter is that you read the Psukim in Perikuf Zion of Tehillim, so you're going to know all the information that we're going to go through in the Gemara. Gemara just simply happens to organize the information, but it's all there. So let's go back. I'm reviewed. I'm Rav Arbert Zrichen Laodos Yardi Ayam Hoche Midbaros Misha Yacholav Venisrapim Misha Yachavish Bevesa Yisurim VeYetze. So the Gemara gives four different examples where a person has to give Hoda and explain any of them, because all of them will be explained as we go and continue in the Gemara. Yardi Ayam, those who travel over a ocean. Minan Dichsiv. And so here we are now. Basically, it's Tehillim, Perek of Zion. Gemara quotes a lot of the Perek. Yardi Ayam, it's a long Perek. Yardi Ayam Banios, so people going on boats, Hey Marao Maaseh Hashem, Va'omer Va'yamdu Aruach Sa'ara Yalu Shamayim Yardu Tamos, and a big storm, and it doesn't look like you're making it through. I'm paraphrasing over here. Va'omer Yachog V'yano Kishikur, and you're basically wandering around like a drunk. Va'yomer Va'yasaku El Hashem Batsar Lahem Umim Tzuko Sehem Yotziam, and you daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu that He save you. The Omer Yakum Sarala Dmama, and the storm quiets down. The Omer Vismachu Kishtoka, and people were happy because it quieted down. The Omer Yodel Hashem Chasdov Niflosav Levnei Adam, and what do you have to do? Hoda, you give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's all number one. Number two. Hochei Midbar, you go through the desert. Minalan Dechsev Tobe Midbar Bishimon, wandering around in the desert, in the desolate desert. Derech Ir Moshav Lo Matzu, and there was no residence. Veitzakul Hashem Veyedrachem Bederech Yishara Yodul Hashem Chazdo. Here it gets a little bit quicker, but basically in Yidav Tekash Baruch Hu, please get me out of here. I don't know where I'm going, and he guides you. And Hoda. Number three, Mishachalav Nisrape Dechsev, a person who got sick and he was healed. So Ivilim Derech Pishaam Ome Avonoseim Yit Anu Kol Ochel Titav Nafsham. They lost their appetite. Vayizaku Hashem Batzar Lahem, and they cried out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yishlach Tzvarav VRPM. Kadosh Baruch Hu provide the refuah, and Yodel Hashem Chasdo, and you give hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Misha Yachavish Beves Asurim, someone who was in a prison. Minan Dechsev Yoshev Choshev Chutzal Mavis. You're in the dark. Ki Heimeru. Amrikel, and they rebelled, meaning okay, so they were taken to prison because they rebelled. Ve'omer ve'ichna be'amal libam, ve'omer ve'izaku l'Hashem, and they were humbled and they cried out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, batzal lahem, as they were in distress. Ve'omer yotziyem echoshech v'tzamavus, and Kadosh Baruch Hu takes them out of the darkness. Ve'omer yodul Hashem chasdo, and again hoda. Okay, so for all these things, so a bracha is demanded. Okay, good, a bracha is demanded. What's the bracha? Ma'im Mevarech, the Gemara's next question. Am Rav Yehuda Baruch Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Okay, so the Gemara gives us a Nusach HaBracha, which we're all familiar with. Abai Amar V'tzarech Lo'odiye Kamei Asara. So now the Gemara goes over a couple of points over here. When you're giving the Hodah, so it has to be done in public, meaning you have to make a public Hodah, public thanking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it has to be in front of 10 people. Dechsiv V'yiramuhu B'kal Am. So you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst the Kal. Now, Marzuch Amar V'train Minai Rabbanan. Marzucha adds an interesting detail, which is that of the minyan, two of them have to be, now he says rabbis, Talmidei Chachamim, Shenemar Uva Moshev Zekenim Yahaluhu. So it has to be Moshev Zekenim. So the Gemara says, Maskal Ravashi, Vemakula Rabbanan, maybe all of them have to be Chachamim. So Miksiv Bikal Zekenim, Bikal Amksiv. Now you have to balance the two Pesukim. One Pesuk says Kal Am. So in other words, 10 people. And of them, Moshev Zekenim. So there has to be a collection of zakenim. But again, every time we have a plural, we always assume it's just two. So therefore, it's going to be 10 people, two zakenim. Now, ve'ema be'asara shar'ama v'shrei rabbanan. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we say it's both? Meaning it's 10 people, and not of them, two should be talmidei chachamim, but rather 10 people and two talmidei chachamim. So the Gemara says, kasha. The Gemara says, you're right. The halacha is not that way. The halacha is that you only need 10. Of which two should be Talmidei Chachamim. Why don't we suggest it's both? The Gemara says, you're right. It's a good question. Rav Yehuda Chalash V'Itzbach. Rav Yehuda was sick. He recovered. Alagabe Rav Chana Bagdasa. V'Rabbanan Amrele Baruch Rechmana Diavchani Alan V'lo Yavcha La'afra. And so they said, thank. And they said, meaning it wasn't him. They said, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're here and you're not part of the dirt. Okay, we're happy you're here. Amr Lehu. So he said, good. Patrasan Yasei Melauduye. Good. So now I don't have to make a bracha zagomel. Meaning you said the bracha, and by the way, they didn't even say it in the nusach. They said it in their local language. But fine. But they said a bracha, and now at that point he listened. Okay, I don't have to make the bracha anymore. Va'amar Abai Abayodue Abba Yasara. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Don't you need 10? So the Gemara says, Davi Be'asara. Yeah, there was 10 that were there. So Va'iolokam Moda. So the Gemara says, now he himself wasn't Moda, meaning the whole idea is that you have to give the Hodah yourself. So Lo Tzarech Dani Basrayum, Amen. So he said, it's fine. He said Amen. Saying Amen is as Ki'ilu, it's as if you made the Bracha. So he was good. Am Rav Yehuda Shoshet Tzrichim Shimur. Ve'elohen, three people require extra Shimur. And they are the Chola, the sick person, the Chasen V'Kala. And the Chasen and Kala, so they require Shimur. Rashi over here says, Min HaMezikin, meaning that they are in a fragile state. And so therefore they need extra shimur, right? Minag Yisrael, of course, is to have a shomer for the chasan. I assume for the kala as well. It just happens to be a bigger deal is made about the chasan. But anyway, from the Gemara, it seems pretty clear that both need shmira. Anyway, b'masisa tana, we learned in a braisa. Chole chaya chasam v'kala v'yeshomim af avel. So in the Braisa, a chola, a chaya, a woman who's giving birth, a chasam v'kala, and some also add the avel as well. V'yeshomim af tamid chachamim b'layla, tamid chachamim also require the shmira. Right, again, Rashi says all this is from Mazikin. So they're more susceptible to Mazikin. So anyway, I guess the segue over here is based on the fact that we just went through the Gemara that described the people that have to give hodah because they went through a perilous experience. So just in general, people who are more sensitive and need more shmira. Okay, let's quickly recap. We went through the Mishnah today. We saw together the various birchos haShevach. Tosfos in the beginning of the parak says that these are real brachos, bona fide brachos, shem malchus, even though the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Even though, by the way, you saw in the course of today's daf, never was the bracha said with shem malchus, and we saw stories, and we saw brachos that were actually stated. Okay, anyway, Tosfos says the bracha said with shem malchus, even though it only is a birchos shevach. I say only in contrast to the brachos hanah and the birchos hamitzvah that we described earlier in the Masechta. As far as what demands a bracha, nature, and when nature flexes its muscle. So those require bracha. We went through the details of which aspects of nature require bracha. Also, any experience that a person has, which is a good experience or a bad experience. So you have to make a bracha, and you have to treat every experience as if it's good, ki'ilu it's good, and chayav adam. A person is obligated to treat all experiences as if it's latov, because it is latov, it's just happens to be that from our limited perspective, it doesn't seem that way. The Gemara, we're going to see Nachum Ishkamzu is coming up. It's coming up later in the Perek. As far as the Drushas is concerned, we darshan this out from Psukim. When the Mishnah finished talking about the requirements of the Bracha, and that you have to give Hodah, so the Mishnah ends off with discussions of how to walk into Har HaBayis and the Yira that a person has to have when they walk into Har HaBayis. And we went through various halachas over there. Where's the source that you have to give Hodah? We learned it from Yisro. We talked about the difference between a Neis D'Yachin and a Neis D'Rabim. All right, Neis D'Rabim, that's all the examples that we gave. Neis D'Yachin, you also have to give Hodah, but the Nusach is going to be a little bit different. And on top of that, only you are the one that's required to make a bracha. On the Bamim Nadalim and Aleph, we went through 9 events, historical events, where if you encounter that area, you must make a bracha. We went through the listing of 9, and then the Gemara went through each one in particular, sourcing each one in particular. One of them didn't even have a source. One of them is just Gemara Gemira Law. It's a tradition that we have regarding Og and the stone that he threw on the Jewish people. So we went through each one of them. And then we concluded the daf today with the Dalet required, the 4 people who have to give Hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu because they were saved from a perilous experience. And so therefore they have to make a bracha. What is the bracha? So that's the bracha of Agomel. And we talked to a couple of halachas regarding a bracha of Agomel. It has to be a minyan. Preferable to have a couple of Tamid Chachamim within the minyan. And the, okay, I'll stop over here.